What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Uncensored Podcast, and today I'm here with
Anna Blevins.
And today Anna's going to take me into the world of what it's like to work with different brands and companies, because in today's day and age, it's constantly changing and it's a dramatic landscape. And yes. I felt like this was the best person that could tell me about it.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Yep.
So, first question I have is, how do you market yourself to brands, and like, how do you make yourself an intriguing offer to them so they offer you some sort of deal?
So everyone asks me this because they're like, honestly, you don't have like a ton of followers. Like, how do you keep getting these brand deals when your videos aren't, you know, doing as well as some other people? Mm-hmm. But I think brands really look for, they want to like find people they can trust. So they don't want you to go commit to something and then get the products and then never post anything. But when they see your like past experience and how many brands you've worked with, they can take you seriously for like working with them. And I think that's like, there's certain brands that I work with that they just ask me every month because they know I'm a reliable mm-hmm. person that will give them what they want and like can deliver the content that they want for it.
So walk us through like the communication process with a brand, and like, because every brand's different, obviously. Mm-hmm. Every brand wants something different from you. Yeah. So how does the communication process work between you and the brand?
Most brands will email me, and well, some have DM'd me, like on TikTok itself, mm-hmm. but mostly brands will DM you and say, hey, we have a campaign for November. Would you be interested? You get this amount of money to go shop on the brand, pick out what you want, and then they give you a contract, and it says everything. It defers per brand, or like depending on the brand. Like some brands will be like, we want two videos. Some brands will say, we want one video. We want it on TikTok. We want it on Instagram. Like they give you certain requirements. So you have to fill out the contract, sign it, get it back to them. And then they will get back with you and you select your products. And then from there, you just go on.
Mm-hmm. And so like, obviously, you know, brands come to you because they think you fit their product. Right. But what do you look for in brands that makes you want to partner with them? Because at the end of the day, trust is kind of like a two-way street. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll come to you, but then you have to be like, okay, does this company, are they what I want to do? And you have to say yes to work with them at right. the end of the day.
Yeah. Most of the brands that I've worked with, I have, like, shopped on before. So it's just places that I know that, like, me and my friends, we love to wear clothes from them. But there have been a couple that I've had never heard of. Like, the mm-hmm. very first one I did, I had no idea what it was. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to take a jump here and like just do it, and did it. And but I think I look for like definitely like there's a lot of smaller brands that will reach out, mm-hmm. and it's not that I don't support like small businesses or anything. It's just like it's hard to do like campaigning through influencers and stuff, and when you're a small brand, it's just, I don't know, I just feel like I trust the bigger brands more when it mm-hmm. comes to working together like on social media for sure.
Yeah, I feel like stability is a big part of it, because I worked for Dano Seasoning and did like, I was with their like social media campaign.
Right.
And I learned a lot about how like they have a certain budget that they can offer like certain influencers every like month or whatever.
Yes.
And so like if they can't always just go for, let's say they wanted to get Jack Harlow, that would probably take almost all their budget.
Yeah.
So they have to go to like different people so they can expand the budget.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what brands will say. Like for example, this one brand was like, you know, obviously they're gonna prioritize their higher people with higher following. I'm definitely at the bottom of the list when it comes to that, which is fine. But they'll say, like, not this, we can't do an October campaign, but we would mm-hmm. love to reach back out, like, November campaign, and then they'll email me then. So it's mm-hmm. just all about, like, budgeting, and I think with the bigger brands, definitely, like, it's just, I trust it more when it comes to that.
And, like, well, the bigger brands, they have to trust, because they have so much riding on, like, that product, getting the viewership. It's like, it's not as much on like you or like smaller influencers that can't, because obviously you're going to do a great job of like making their product look good.
Right.
It's just they need to keep up their like higher following and view count to like help them.
Right. No, yeah, for sure.
So what are some of like the biggest brands that you've partnered with, and what's your like, go through your favorite experiences as you've gone through all this? Because like, I don't know when your first brand you first did it was, mm-hmm. but like, go through the experience and like just what it's been like and how you thought about it.
My absolute favorite brand that I work with a lot is Princess Polly. You probably aren't going to know any of these, but girls, if girls are listening, they will know. But Princess Polly, Addicted, White Fox, Peppermayo, Those are definitely like the top ones. And then I've worked with some smaller ones. My first one is a pretty well-known brand. That's, I mean, I had heard of it. I'd never shopped off of it, but it's called like Every Jewels. It was just like a necklace and like, you know, post with the necklace, blah, blah, blah. And then from there, it just kind of skyrocketed. But those are probably the biggest ones I've worked with. Beginning Boutique, that's another one.
So like, what makes like those experiences enjoyable? That like when they reach out to you, like talk about that.
I mean, I just love clothes in general. Like, I've had people ask on TikTok to do like a water pick flosser, and I'm like, okay, that's not any fun for me. It's enjoyable because I love clothes and I love to get new clothes and show people, and it's just what I'm all about.
So. Yeah, it's about doing what you love too. It's like I tell people all the time, like, why work a job you hate?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
You want to do what you love to do, and like, there's no reason to do it if you're not gonna have fun.
Exactly.
Doing it.
Yeah.
And so, how do you make sure you're returning the favor to the company by making their product look good and giving them like a quality advertisement?
I think it's important to make sure that you are like giving content that people like to see, for sure. I mean, just my following is a lot of teenage girls. So it's like, if you make the clothes look cute, the company's going to be happy because you're marketing to teenage girls. Mm-hmm. So I think just giving content that not only teenage girls can watch, though, but anyone. Like, I think you just want to make content that people like to see. And by using, I don't know, using sounds that people like. And I don't know. Yeah, just making, just marketing to teenage girls is the biggest thing. So I think just doing what you can to reach that market.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, even for this podcast, it's like, if you look at my numbers, it's like my biggest episodes have been, like, two football ones, a Sacred Heart one I did.
Yeah.
And it's like, you just have to know where your audience is, because you don't want to have to, like, it's okay to reach out, but you don't want to go so far away from what your audience likes that you're going to, like, make it not good.
No, I completely agree,
And then so, obviously, you know, there's a lot of negativity in the world. People are trying to constantly just tear each other down for their own enjoyment. But, like, you know, if you go to one of your comment sections, you're always so positive and just hyping other people up about themselves.
Yes.
Like, TikTok, Instagram.
Yeah.
Why do you do that? Because obviously you don't have to do it. There's no rule that says you have to go in there and do that.
Right.
But why do you do that? And what makes it important to you to like keep the positivity to other people?
I think being online can be like a very scary thing. And people can just say whatever they want behind a screen. So when your girlfriends are posting up on Instagram, like, you want to make sure that you're always just being supportive and like confident, or helping them feel confident. And when I posted my very first TikTok that went pretty viral, everyone in the comments, it destroyed me, because everyone was like, oh, it was like around Thanksgiving time, and everyone was like, oh, I'm not going to go eat Thanksgiving dinner now. Like, girls were talking about eating problems, and it like just broke my heart, because they just kept coming in and coming in, and I never had a video blow up before. And when all these random people were like just talking about their struggles and stuff, I was like, okay, this is not okay. I have to answer. So if you literally go back to that TikTok, I answered every single one. And I was like, girl, you're beautiful. Like, don't feel like that. Because it broke my heart. It shouldn't, you shouldn't be basing off like social media, because it's so fake. Like, you shouldn't.
Exactly.
Just what you see on there, it shouldn't make you feel like that. And I want to just do anything I can to help girls feel, and guys feel better and not worse.
Yeah. I feel like that's such a big thing in social media. It's like, you know, someone like may look so happy as they're smiling in pictures, but like there's a completely different world behind the screen.
Oh,
it's like, you know, like you probably know, it's like you post stuff on social media, like you're happy, you're smiling, but then it's like behind the screen, it's like completely different person.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I totally agree. And every girl does it. I feel like you can sit here and lie and be like, no, like that doesn't apply to me, but everyone sees everyone on social media. I mean, that's a huge part of our life.
Yeah.
And we all feel like that sometimes. So. Mm-hmm.
And so, do you see yourself doing this in the future and continue to doing content with other things? And how do you cement yourself to make sure you're a staple that brands are constantly going to? Because you want to become, like, obviously a consistent, reliable person that brands, when they reach out to, they're like, okay, we need to get her every time.
I mean, it's my absolute dream to be, I mean, like, Alex Earle. I'm, that's, like, my idol. And, I mean, it's just a dream job. I feel like I can say that and not have the experience and not know the hardships of it. But, I mean, it's awesome to sit there and, you know, make I mean, they make so much money off of, like, what they do. I mean, that's my dream. But I definitely will continue it in the future and obviously just see where it goes. I feel like I can't force anything. So, but do have loyal brands that I work with, and I will continue to do that. But, you know, sometimes when, I guess I can call it business is slow, like, I will reach out to them and be like, hey, if you have anything open, I would love to collaborate or whatever. And I think if it just gets slow, I need to put myself out there more to make sure it continues to go.
And so, like, just how do you see the future of social media going? Because obviously, you know, social media is skyrocketing. Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's getting on it. There's so many different platforms. How do you make sure, like, that you keep your social media, like, fresh and good? So, like, when these companies do come out, like, they see, okay, like, she's reeling in all these views.
Right.
But not just for the views, but, like, that you're reliable. Yeah. Like, how do you see, like, future social media impacting, like, brand partnering and, like, stuff like that?
I mean, I think social media is literally our world. And I think specifically with advertisement, social media is just going to continue to get bigger and bigger in that industry. And I mean, if my whole For You page, I don't know about you all, but like, it's all these small content creators, like on TikTok Shop. I think TikTok Shop is a huge thing that is just going to continue to make brands money. And it's because everybody can participate in it. Like, you don't have to have a certain amount of follow. I mean, I think you have to have a certain amount, but it's not a huge number. Yeah. Like, and anybody can do it. And everybody loves to get free stuff and like review it. And, you know, it's just, it's fun. And I think the more people that get involved with it, it's only going to grow. So, yeah.
I feel like that's like the big thing that people are trying to fight. Is like, obviously, you know, this TikTok ban is trying to be enforced, whatever.
Yeah.
I think that's a big thing that people are trying to argue is like, this is how people are trying to make their livelihoods because, like, with how the creator funds and how people are making money through social media, it's not just like, oh, get on social media. It's like that's some people's jobs. Like,
oh, yeah.
First, it was like, you know, YouTubers, but now it's like, oh, yeah, I'm a TikToker. Right. I do TikTok stuff.
Like, girls will literally, I mean, not even girls, everybody. I know this one girl on TikTok that didn't even go to college because this is like her career. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can go to college anytime, but it's like people take this seriously as like a career. So I think if TikTok gets banned, I mean, that's hurting a lot of people and businesses. So.
Yeah, I feel like it's just, it needs to be reevaluated because obviously, you know, it's whatever security issues, but it's like, imagine if you just took away, like, you're going to ban the real estate.
Like Apple.
Like,
imagine you just take away Apple.
Like, just take away Apple. Like, Apple, no. Yeah. You don't want to, like.
Or real estate. Yeah, no, it's a huge thing. It's, we all do it. It's like a part of everyone's lives. So if it just goes away, I think a lot of businesses will suffer and influencers. Yeah.
Yeah. Because like a lot of businesses, like, a lot of businesses probably are on TikTok more than, like, commercials almost. Because, you know, like, some of you open up your phone, like, the first thing on TikTok is one of those just cover page ads you can't even skip through.
And I don't know, like, the statistics with it. I don't know how many views advertisement on TV is getting. But, like, I know TikTok ads are getting a ton. So it's, like, definitely appealing to brands.
So I did do a little bit of research before this.
Oh, yes.
Throughout the year of last year, you had 12,004 likes on branded post.
Okay.
So, like, how did you make sure that, like, because obviously you can't control how many people are going to see it, how many people are going to like it.
Right.
But, like, how do you make sure that, like, you're putting in, like, effort and good quality, like, when you do a review or, like, you show off whatever thing you do for this brand?
The most important thing that I make sure I do is the timing, because brands will give you, they'll say, okay, we want content back 1 to 14 days after you receive the items. And for me, well, it's also just part of who I am. I can't, like, let time go and not get things done. So I do it right away. As soon as they get these products to me, I'm trying to make a video as soon as possible. So I think it's important for me to just be timely with it. And I think brands love that, honestly. I think that's the best thing you can do. Because when they're waiting and waiting and waiting, it just gets annoying for them to, and they're not going to want to work with you again.
Yeah. So. I feel like another big thing about, like, you getting it done early is feedback. It's like, they can provide you with feedback. Yeah. Or it's like, oh, hey, the next time you do this, maybe change this up. Yeah. Do this differently.
And another part of it is they have to approve it. Well, not every brand, but most brands have to approve it. So you'll send it first and they'll be like, okay, yeah, that's great. Like, and if I've not had one say like, no, that's not okay. But I think definitely just making sure that, and they'll give you on the contract, it'll say, okay, don't use like cuss words in the sound. Don't wear anything from other brands, like strictly wear our brand. So just making sure that you're following all the guidelines that they're saying and getting it back to them in time is very important.
Yeah, I feel like that's something, because obviously, you know, I run two Trinity social media accounts, football and basketball. Like, there's a lot of almost steps and guidelines you have to follow just for like a school, but like all these brands are an image, and like the last thing brands want is headlines about how their image is being destroyed.
Exactly.
And especially in today's day and age, it's so easy for that to happen.
Oh yeah, on social media, I mean, it's just destined to happen. It's, it probably will, but like, it's just important that you do everything you can to not let it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
And so, you know, obviously, I bet every single video you've done or like brand thing hasn't always gone smoothly. So like, how do you handle adversity when it strikes? Because obviously it's not just going to be like, oh, going, good. It's obviously going to have some like bumps along the road.
Right.
So like, how do you handle the adversity? Because like, confidence is a big thing, especially now where it's like, someone messes up one time, they're like, shit, I don't want to do it anymore.
Right,
it's
exactly.
Like, so when you ever hit a road bump, how do you be like, okay, I got to just pick myself up and do better next time?
I have to say, the biggest problem I had was with this Australian brand called Pepper Mayo and the sizing, because Australian sizing is a lot smaller than US sizing, and there's like a, it's like a scale. You have to know your US size converted to like Australian size, whatever. So I had given this brand my sizing, and they ordered it in Australian sizing. So then the two outfits came, they were tiny, and I was like, what am I supposed to do? I'm not going to be able to put it on to make a video.
Yeah.
And then I was at my breaking point because I had done the whole return. It was like a whole hassle to try to return it. It was in Australia, so I had to ship for like 2 weeks to get there, and then it like would come back. They sent it again, and it was still another the wrong size. After I had waited 2 weeks, everything, and I was like, okay, I'm about to just be done. This is too much.
Yeah.
Like, I can't return it again and wait another 2 weeks. Like, but I made it work somehow, and I got it delivered to them, or I got the content created for them. But definitely after that, I was like, okay, I don't know if I can work with them again, just because the reliability and like, it's just not fast enough for me. It's just too much. Yeah.
And I bet you were the one who were like, obviously, I don't want to be a nuisance to them. I don't want to be like, oh, this doesn't fit. It's
that,
like,
right.
But then it's like, well, shit, I want to make the best content possible, and I need the right stuff to get.
Exactly. And then you just like feel like a pain because they're giving it to you for free, basically. And you're like, oh, it's not the right size. Obviously, they're going to prioritize people giving the business money.
Yeah.
And you just feel bad having to, you know, tell them you have to get more stuff delivered to you. So that was definitely a big problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, like, let's just say someone else wants to do this and they're around your age. How would you tell them to get started, and what's your biggest just tip to them in getting started with this? Because obviously, you know, popularity is a big thing, but it's also just sticking to what you want to do.
Right.
So like, how would you tell people who want to get started in this ever-changing world, how would they get started in this?
I think everyone's always scared to, just because like people are going to say things and blah, blah, blah. They're more worried about what people think rather than like them wanting to do it. So I tell all my friends, just do it. Like, post what you want. If a brand reaches out to you, do it. Like, what's it gonna hurt you to do it? You got to try it at least once. If you don't like it, you never have to do it again. But like, I've had friends with brands reach out to them, and I'm like, okay, you need to do this. Like, I'm telling you, I love it.
Yeah.
I think you would. So I just would tell everyone to just do what you want to do, and it doesn't matter what people are gonna say.
Yeah.
I mean, if people are gonna talk about it, you're not gonna hear. So just do what you love.
And that's a big thing. What you said about like, if you do it one time, it's like, when I was young, I used to be a really picky eater. I did not like eat anything. But then my dad's like, hey, try this. If you don't like it, spit it out.
Exactly.
Well, then I started trying all these different foods. I'm like, well, damn, this is all kind of pretty good.
It's exactly,
like,
yeah.
But it's like, if you never take the risk or take the jump and do something the first time, you'll never know how you like it or not. It's
I
like,
completely agree.
You can't just form an opinion on something that you don't even know about.
Exactly, yeah. So I would just tell everyone, just do it. What's it going to hurt? You
exactly.
know? Yeah.
So like, what do you do, like, what makes it enjoyable for you? Like, why is Anna Blevins like to do it? Like, obviously you said, you know, you like to close and stuff, but like, but why pick up the camera and make the video? Like, what makes it fun for you?
I mean, I think it's just fun to, one, say that you have the experience of working with brands. Like, some of our family friends are like, Anna, you need to put that on, like, your college, like, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's, like, a pretty cool thing that you've done and stuff. So I think it's just enjoyable because it's fun for me to, like, reach out. First of all, it's introduced me to a lot of new brands. I didn't know some of the brands that I've worked with, and now I love them. I spend my own money on them because I didn't even know it was a thing until they reached out to me. And also, it's fun to see, like, my friends find out about these brands, too, and, like, order clothes from them, and it's cool to be like, oh, okay, like, I introduced them to that those brands.
Mm-hmm.
And definitely the smaller ones, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, like, how do you, like, obviously, you know, a lot of people are going to see, like, what you do for brands, like, just through the videos. But, like, you say you talk to your friends, like, how do you get, like, your, I don't know if you had any friends do anything like this, but how do you tell them that they should do it? Because obviously not everyone's the same.
Right.
Like, how do you just spread that word that, like, hey, do this, try this?
I think one of my really good friends, I'm talking about her in particular because she has just the same amount of following as me. And she was like, Anna, oh my God, you're not going to believe this. This brand reached out to me. Do I do it? I'm scared. And I'm like, girl, just do it. You need to do it. You're going to love it. And now she does it continuously and more brands reach out to her. And I'm like, you just need to keep doing it. And so when it comes to people in that aspect, I would tell them to do it. There was another girl I know that had a brand reach out to her and she was like, I want to do it, but I'm scared. And I was like, okay, do it. And then she didn't end up doing it because I don't know what the reasons were, but I would just... If they bring it up, I mean, I'm obviously not going to know when a brand is reaching out to someone unless they tell me.
Yeah.
But if they do, I'm always going to encourage them to do it. Yeah.
So, like, obviously, you know, like, when you put out a video, you have, like, a code or something that you tell people to use.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, like, do you make money off of it? Or, like, how do you split dividends from, like, people who do use your stuff or, like, like a video and use your code? Like, how does that... kind of checks and balances work? Like, do you get paid for it for some different times? Or, like, how does it work in your benefit?
Every single brand I've worked with besides one has not been for, like, commission. I haven't made any personal money from the brand. I get to keep all the clothes they send me, and that's, like, the deal. So they'll send me clothes, I keep them, I make the content, and then that's it. But there was one brand that I worked with through... It was a bikini brand. I'm not even sure what the name was off the top of my head, but it was, they wanted me to do it through TikTok Shop, and I had never done that before, and I was kind of freaking out because I was like, I don't know how to work TikTok Shop. I've never even bought anything off of it, and I had to, like, set that up and do what they told me to do to get this post on my page, and I did it, and I did make a little bit of money off of that just because for some reason the video, like, did good, and I think it got, like, it might have got, like, 10K or 9,000, I don't know. And so I did make money off of that one, but besides that, no, I just get to keep the clothes, and I love that. So
you know, you just talked about, like, another road bump. I, like, you never used TikTok Shop before.
Oh, yes, there we go.
Like, that's stiff. Like,
right.
How, like, what made you, like, okay, I just got to figure this out? Obviously, the company probably helped you, like, figure it out, but, like, when you were, like, oh, no, TikTok Shop, I've never done this before.
Right.
I don't know if I'll like this. What made you just get through it and just go try it?
I think, well, me personally, I always love to, like, learn new things and just, I can't not do something. If the opportunity's in front of me, I'm like, okay, I just, like, need to do it. So I was determined. I feel like I'm very determined to do things. Yeah. So when this brand was like, okay, we need you to do this and this, and I was like, okay, this is going to be hard. I was like, okay, I need to figure it out. Like, I need to do it and just say that I have done it, I guess. Mm-hmm. So... yeah, though, that was definitely a hardship because I could not get it to work at first. And I was like, they were giving me these instructions and I was like, I don't see this button. I don't know how to do this. Like, maybe I should have never even said yes because I had already had the product. And I was like, I can't send it back and be like, sorry, I don't want to work with you anymore.
Yeah.
But I did figure it out and I'm glad I did. So.
Yeah, that's good. Because it's like, even anything, it's like once you say yes, you kind of feel like obligated to just like, just do it. It's
exactly.
Like, never want to like. Just cancel on something just because it gets hard.
Exactly.
I feel like that's something that happens a lot in this just day and age. It's like the minute something gets hard, people just want to
give up.
Quit.
See, that's something I'm not like that at all. I feel like I always lock into things and like, I don't know why. I just like want to get them done. I can't just say no. So,
Yeah. So like, obviously, you know, like influencing isn't like a college major or like anything like that. Like marketing is that something you want to like, you know, take into college or like work with in the future to like,
Because
obviously, you know, it's like there's video side, commercial side, then there's the whole other business side. So is that something you want to just take into college and like learn more about like from a marketing standpoint?
I do. Yeah. I do want to major in business. I really want to go into sales just because I have this as past experience and I think for me, that's just a good career path for me to go down. But I think this whole little side gig thing is a very, it gives me a lot of experience going into that in the future. And yeah, definitely in college, I want to major in business and maybe do a little bit of marketing. So yeah.
But yeah, so obviously that's because that'll just help you grow even more. Because like, I feel like understanding the other side of things, it's like a lot of people like, whether it's politics, sports, it's like, They don't want to look at the other side. They all just want to focus on me.
Exactly.
Not, like, I feel like getting to understand, like, the business aspect of things. Mm-hmm. And, like what I was saying earlier, how it's, like, these businesses, like, can't just reach out to anyone.
Right.
Like, you might be thinking, like, when I first got to work at Danone, it's like, why can't we just reach out to them, like, get the biggest people? It's like, oh, money. And it's just, like, exactly. Money's probably the biggest changing thing ever, and it's like... Right.
And I feel like, yeah, you can go give your product to the biggest influencer with the most amount of followers, yeah. But also, how do you know it's going to reach the right amount, or the right target audience?
Exactly.
It's all about marketing to the right people and doing the right things to make sure that products are getting to the right people and the right customers, for sure.
I feel like an example of that was, like, obviously it wasn't her fault, but, like, when the NFL kind of started marketing Taylor Swift,
yes.
It drove a lot of people
exactly.
away. Because, like, it wasn't Taylor Swift's fault, but it's, like, football lovers or watchers,
right.
They didn't like seeing that.
Yeah,
and, like,
we don't want to see this.
Exactly.
They were getting annoyed with it.
Exactly. Like, and it's, like, it's not Taylor's fault, but it's, like, when you market to an audience, like, obviously they were trying to bring in a different audience, but then you're hurting the audience you already have, and it's, like, a...
It's a whole
what do you
balance
want to do?
Thing. Exactly. No, I completely agree with that. That's a great example, actually, yeah. Because all these little girls are like, oh my god, Taylor Swift, and all the Swifties out there loving it, but then also, you know, the true football lovers are like not a fan of this. So,
yeah. And it's like, obviously Taylor Swift is like the biggest person in the world. She's got her whole Swifties tour going on, with Eras tour, I think it was.
Yeah.
But it's like, you got under, like, no, because obviously the NFL, like, look at their biggest commercials. It's like food, beer, video games.
Yeah,
it's
beer.
Like, it's like, that's their target audience, or just people who do that.
Right.
It's like, you can't blame them for trying something that would ultimately help them, because the NFL is one of the biggest brands in the world
yeah.
with an image.
What's it going to hurt?
Exactly. Like, yeah. Obviously, you know, it didn't. The whole Taylor Swift thing has gone a lot down because
yeah.
they saw the backlash. I feel like that's something a lot of people don't. Like, once they hear something bad, I feel like you have to be able to accept the bad
exactly.
to turn it into the good. Like, they accept it, okay, our audience doesn't like what we're doing.
Right. But also, it's such a big brand. I mean, it's not going to completely ruin it. And so I think it's good that they reached, or they took the chance to do that. And
mm-hmm.
yeah, it didn't do the best, but also it's still the NFL. So
yeah.
If it was a smaller brand, I mean, I don't know how that would go over,
mm-hmm.
but it's the NFL.
Are there any, like, small or big brands that you want to work out with in the future, like the near future?
I mean, there are so many bigger brands I would absolutely love to.
Let me rephrase it. What's your dream? Like, okay. You get to pick any brand to work for or to do something for. What would you choose?
I wear a lot of athletic wear. Well, literally what I'm wearing right now. I probably like Lululemon. I mean,
yeah.
Call me basic, but that's what I wear the most. Like, I would love to. It's a huge brand. Not going to happen, but, you know, maybe it will. We'll see. But, yeah, or, I mean, I also go to the beach a lot. Probably any swimwear. Probably Triangle. All me and my mm-hmm. girlfriends, we love Triangle, so... Probably one of those two.
Yeah. I just feel like this, again, do what you want to do. Like, it's like, obviously for you, it's like, you like what you, like, you know, it's like swimwear, athletic wear. That's what you like. That's
right.
your bread and butter.
Right.
And it's like, you don't want to probably go away from it and try, like, another thing
yeah.
that would, like, drive.
I just don't think I would enjoy it as much.
Exactly.
That's why I haven't. I think I just am very passionate about clothing and, you know, certain types of clothing. So when these other brands are like, hey, like, we would love to send you, you know, the water pick one is the funniest one, like that. I was like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to go on there and
that's
show,
like,
me, like, getting food out of my teeth. No one wants to see that. Like,
that's like dental stuff, right?
Exactly. Yes, it's like the water pick, like, floss. I was like, no. I'm not going to enjoy that. So I'm just going to have to say no. I don't even think I answered it. I was just like, no.
It's like, thanks for reaching out. But, like,
also, like,
I'm not getting
gonna
up
do that?
Close to a camera.
I mean, you gotta be paying me, like, millions at that point. I don't want people to see the food coming out of my teeth. No.
It's like, don't eat a burger, then, like,
yeah.
water pick everything
like,
out.
Make your teeth as dirty as possible and then go advertise our product. Like, I'm sorry, no. I'm gonna have to pass.
Yeah, it's like, someone asked me to do a podcast episode on, like, foods I don't like. It's like, I'm not gonna do that.
Exactly.
I want to talk about things I don't like.
Exactly.
Like,
and it's, like, hard to force it, too. If you don't like it, then you don't like it. You can't. It's hard to be genuine
yeah.
on social media and be like, I love my new water pick. Like, go get it. No. It's just not
yeah.
fun because you don't like it.
I feel like that's one of the biggest things, too. Like, especially in this day and age, a lot of people aren't, like, honest with each other. It's like,
yes, yeah.
Obviously, it's like, you want to tell people they look good, or, like, they're doing something good.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you sugarcoat something, like, they're not doing good, like, it's hurting them more than helping them.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You're going to give them a fake confidence, a fake ego, and then when someone finally does tell them that, hey, it's not going so well, it can be a much more drastic decline.
Yeah.
I feel like just, like, being honest, it's like, I don't like this, so I'm not going to do it. But it's like, if you just said, fine, I'll do this water pick thing, I mean, you're not obviously going to like it, and it's like, people are going to tell you you're doing good, and it looks great, and then maybe
yeah.
It's like, I'll do no more water picks.
Right.
It's like,
which I think it is important to take risk. I'm not saying that. But I also, one thing about me is that I want to be real, and I'm not going to, you know, say I don't want to, like, market something that I don't actually
exactly.
like. And that's why I stick within a certain group of
mm-hmm.
things, like clothing and athletic wear or swimwear, you know, going out clothes. Like, I stick with that category just because I know I'm not going to enjoy
mm-hmm.
anything else. And I want to be real and transparent.
Yeah, that was one of the reasons that I started this, is because, like, obviously, you know, cancel culture, censorship was, like, going out of control. So,
yeah.
Like, and, like, obviously, like, high schoolers, like, you're not supposed to, like, speak out against things. Like, that's why I started, just, like, people like you or anyone else can just speak their mind truthfully without having to, like, feel like you're chained down
yeah.
and, like, you must say this, must say that, and it's like...
And I think everyone also likes to talk about themselves at one point,
yeah.
and it's awesome to give people the opportunity to... I mean, when you asked me to do it, I was like, oh my gosh, yes. Like, I
yeah.
love to talk, and I love to talk,
like,
about myself, sure. Like, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know how you're going to respond. I've asked a lot of people for podcasts, and it's like, I'm like... I was sitting on the couch, I'm like, you know what, I'll just ask her, because it's
yeah.
like...
Yeah.
And I just asked, sent the text, and she's like... She already said, I'm there, let's do it.
I'm like, oh my god, I'm there.
I'm
there.
Like,
because what's it going to hurt? If anyone wants to say anything, I'm not going to hear it. And I like to talk about it. So,
exactly.
Like, do
it's
what
like,
you love. Yeah.
It's like, if I'm going to do what I want to love, I'm just going to do it. It's like your opinion. It's like, okay, thanks for the input. But, like, then again,
I don't care.
I don't care what
don't
you
care.
Have to say. It's
exactly.
Like,
no, you get it for sure. And I think the podcast, the whole world of podcasts is just, I think it's just going to skyrocket too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I mean, they're making so much money. Like,
well, it's like, it kind of took like a break. It was like, I feel like in the early 2010s, podcasts were a thing.
Yeah.
Then they kind of just
mm-hmm.
dipped down a lot. Then, like, a little bit post-COVID, like, 2022, they just shot right back up again.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, everywhere you turn, it's like, oh, podcast,
right.
podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, because, I mean, I don't want to get political here, but it's like, you saw what Trump did. Like, he went on so many different podcasts.
Yeah.
It's like, Nelk Boys, Theo Vaughn. It's like, because
right.
he understood, like, the marketing aspect of, like, how it works.
Yeah.
I feel like just, it's like, this is really off topic, but it's like QR codes. QR codes are like a big thing
mm-hmm.
in like the early 2010s.
Yeah.
But then they just completely went away. And now it's like,
now they came back.
All you
COVID.
See is QR
yeah.
codes. It's like,
yeah.
Scan QR codes, scan mm-hmm. QR codes. It's like,
yeah. And not to be political or anything, I'm not into that at all. But
yeah.
like, one of the most like teenage girl biggest podcasts. There was a lot of controversy because she had Kamala. Sorry.
Call Her Daddy?
I never could say it right. Yeah, it's Call Her Daddy.
Yeah.
Which is like a podcast about like pretty...
Girl.
Like, yeah.
Girl things. Yeah.
Girl stuff. Pretty like bad, like rated R stuff.
Yeah.
So when the president or like the vice president's on there, people were like, okay, we're not having this. But also at the same time, she was trying to market to women, which is what the whole...
She had to do. It's like, here's like, I don't blame her for trying because... She probably saw what Trump was doing with all these podcasts trying to market to the youth. Well, it's like, she tried to jump on the train, too, and do it. And it's like, I'm not going to blame her for trying. It's look, she tried, and it failed.
Right.
Maybe that thought, like, people look at people differently. And, like, obviously, you know, they wanted to see Trump, you know, who's older, and they get on these social media platforms. Well, they didn't really give Kamala that same... hoorah for going on. Maybe it was just the podcast she went on or something, but like, obviously, I don't know who runs that podcast, but they do a really good job because it's really popular.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Yeah, no, for sure. Alex Cooper is the one that runs that podcast. And the thing was, everybody, well, not everybody, but most people were not having it. They were like, that's not cool that our vice president's on a podcast where, you know,
that certain stuff
is being talked about. And the way she just handled it like a boss, she was like, I don't care. You know, I did what I did. I tried it.
I tried and it didn't work.
And
move
I
on.
Commend her for that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, everyone's going to go through, like, obviously, you know, like, Kamala they didn't like your podcast. Everyone's not telling anything about you. Like, Trump, like, you know, had all that stuff going on. They tried to incriminate him. It's like Kamala. It's like they tried to shut her down. You just gotta move on. Like, and obviously those are two bigger people, but that's everyone in the world. Like, even, like, smaller people, like me and Anna. It's like, just move on. It's like, if you constantly bring yourself down and just let one thing be like, oh, shit, I'm done. Yeah. I'm not doing anything else anymore. It's like, my life's over.
Exactly.
Well, then it is going to be over because you're not going to give yourself another shot at it.
Exactly. It's all about mindset, for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, obviously, you know, it's like, talk about your comment section, how it's like, you love to be positive. Mm-hmm. Well, obviously, not everyone in the world is positive. It's like, you're a teenager, but it's like, you have, like, these weirdos who, like, probably get in your comment section occasionally.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, how do you handle that? How do you handle, like, the people that, like, come at you for, like, things you can't even control, like your appearance, like your look? How do you handle that?
I mean, I've been blessed. I'm not big enough to have a ton of haters. If I was getting, you know, all the time, millions of, like, I would have them. But, like, if I have had a bad comment, it's been maybe, like, two or three.
Yeah.
I think I removed them from my post. I was like, I don't want to see that. I don't want other people to see that. It's just going to bring people down. It's going to bring me down. Like, that's not what I'm about. So I just took it off the post. And then, it depends on what they say. If it's something I'm, like, going to come back at you for, sure, like, I'll say it. But, like, I don't think it was anything too bad.
Well, it's like, some comments make you sort of crash out. It's attack someone. Like,
I mean, people are brutal. They'll say whatever they want behind a screen. Yeah. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes I'm not having it. I'm like, I can delete it from my post or whatever, but...
Yeah, it's like, if someone like replies to a story or something, it's just like, I have certain buttons that just tick me off to a point where it's like, I'm responding. Yeah. I don't really care.
That's
like,
exactly how. I'm very confrontational, unfortunately. So, you push me the wrong way.
It's like, if someone... It's like, I'm very passionate about, like, my sports teams, whether it's Trinity, Louisville. It's like, if someone pushes a certain button, it's like, it's on. Like,
it's on.
Let's rock and roll.
It's on.
Like... I won't do it in a comment section, but, like, I'll take it to you personally. Like, DM or something, and it's, like...
And see, some people on TikTok are the opposite, because there will be, like, videos, and someone comments something, and I'll just get, like, so invested and go through it. People argue, like, it's unreal.
Some TikTok comment argue sections are, like...
And they're, like, what are you doing with your life, bro, whatever? And I'm, like, how do you have the time to sit here and, like... And it'll be a chain of just back and forth, and I'm, like, this is not fun for me to see... Exactly. Like, it's kind of entertaining. Well, it is kind
of
entertaining.
Some of them are really,
like,
funny.
No, they are. Yeah. Some of them are entertaining, but also at the same time, it's like, why is everyone so negative? That's all I can think. I'm like, who has the time to sit here and say all this stuff?
Like, you're probably sitting on your couch doing nothing.
Exactly. It's like, and everyone can see that too. And it's like, mind you, this is my first impression of you. Like, literally.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, everyone talks about how it's like, when you, like, meet someone, it's like, that's your first impression. Well, it's like, now the world's talking to me like,
oh my God.
What's your social media look like?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people's first impressions now. It's like, what you're doing on social media? So it's like, you might not have any posts up, but, like, if someone goes to, like, obviously TikTok has reposts, and, like, you can see, it's like, if someone sees, like, your certain reposts, it's like, okay, that's who they are, that's what they like. Well, that's kind of how first impressions are going.
Exactly. No, literally. I mean, social media and that goes with jobs, that goes with... You know, all those big things in the future, whatever you put out there, you know, you just have to know that people are going to see it. And that is, like, their impression of you nowadays. So it's, like, making sure that's good and everything.
Yeah, I feel like you have to just be able to own what you do, but then also learn to accept change when you do need to change.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because, like, you've probably done different videos where it's, like, it wasn't your best, and you probably realized... If I don't change in this certain way, I just don't change everything about you. But, like, if I don't change in a specific way...
It's not going to go up or down. Exactly.
Yeah.
I completely agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something I need to do. I feel like I need to be more creative in that aspect. Especially right now, because I feel like I had hit a good point where I was getting, like, good amount of views and good amount of likes. But right now, it's, like, kind of... Business is slow, if I could say. So I feel like being creative and in that aspect, I think I'd... That's definitely something I could improve, and I will.
Yeah. It's like, this podcast, I was like, I try to get people, like, I know on, like, you, or it's like, I'm like, my friend, I've tried to get almost all of them on just because, like, they wanted to get on. I'm like, you know what, sure, I'll get you on. But it's like, everything's like everything's a numbers game now.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, obviously, some episodes with my friends have been really good.
Right.
Some of them not so much. It's like, I did an episode with one of the football coaches. Did good.
Right.
It's like,
And you don't know. I mean, you have to do it and see how it does.
Exactly. It's like
this might not do too well, or it might do great. You don't know
yet. Exactly. It's like people could love this episode.
Or hate it.
Or hate it. But it's I tried, and now I'm able to see, okay, they don't like this type of content. I'll just kind of shy away from
it. Right. See, you're doing exactly what I need to do. Like, you're trying something. You're doing a whole different approach.
Completely, like...
No. And you're killing it, too.
When I asked her... People don't know this, but when I asked her to do this, I don't know anything about, like, what she does or, like, marketing different clothes. Like, cause that's not what I do. Exactly. I'm not
Male model.
Like, exactly. It's like, that's why she's here. She's telling you all her story and how you all can do this.
And see, if you wouldn't have said, like, you didn't have any experience in that field, I would have never known. Like, you're handling it like a champ. The questions are fire. Like... I would have
thank you. Known.
Of course. But I think that's awesome. That's definitely something I need to do. And I need to be more creative in that aspect. Yeah.
Creativity is a hard thing to do. Cause imaginations are different. Obviously, you know, you have a lot of creative people that are just, what's the word? They're shy. A lot of people are like, they're shy, but like, they're introverted. It's like, but they're really creative.
Yeah.
But then you have some people who are really extroverted, but don't have the
creativity to... Yeah, no, I feel like that's me. Like, I'll do whatever, but, like, no, I definitely... The creativity part of me lacks, but I hope it grows.
Yeah. So, like, obviously, you know, it's like, if someone were to go to your TikTok page, it's like, they see the certain, like, videos like that are for brands, but also you have some, like, fun videos that you just film TikTok.
Or straps, maybe. I mean, every girl does. But, no, it's... I mean, it's definitely a mix of doing what I love and then also just, you know, my personal life. And that's the thing with Instagram. Some brands will ask me to do stuff on Instagram, and I say no. I'm like, that's for my personal life. I'm not going to tie, like, this little side hustle into Instagram, too. I mean, I think I did, like, one post with it, but it was also, like, not...
You had an opportunity where you wanted to post it anyway, so you're kind of just like...
Yeah, I was like, I'll do both at the same... Knock out two stones... Well, I don't know the saying, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
A bird... Wait, what is it? Two... I don't know. So you know what I'm trying to say. Yeah. But anyways, yeah, no, sometimes I'm like, I'm sorry, no, I can't do the Instagram thing, but... Sure, like TikTok.
Yeah, that's the thing with, like, Instagram. I feel like, Instagram's not really meant for, like, mass posting, especially at our age. It's like, I kind of have a schedule of, like, when I post, it's like New Year, Oaks or something like that.
Right.
And then
big events.
But it's like, I'm not just going on there, like, post, because, like, you don't want to just forcing yourself out there that. It's like, but on TikTok, it's kind of different. It's like, obviously, TikTok's a very trendy. Very trendy site.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, but it's like the Vexbolts thing. It's like the guy who was trying to get mass unfollowed or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's one thing. And then it's like Cooking with Kaya or something like that. It's like, TikTok's so trendy. It's like, there's so many different things that happen on TikTok.
I've never even thought about the science behind that, honestly. Like, you're so right. I mean, Instagram's all our personal lives, especially in high school. It's like all what we're doing and stuff. But then, like, TikTok, it's like so creative to the point where you can go post whatever you want. It's like... You know, not as much, what's the word? Like, not as strict, I guess you could say.
Exactly. You feel more freedom on TikTok to just... Because, like, I don't know what it is either, but it's just like...
No, you just said it. Exactly. It's like TikTok, the whole... Every video on there is different. Instagram is honestly all kind of the same. Yeah.
It's like, all the posts are kind of like the same. Mm-hmm. It's
girls, you know, here. Well, that's mine, but I know yours is probably sports and stuff, but... It's like, girls here, girls there, like, and then TikTok, it's like, oh, you might have a video of, like, a lizard, and then it's like,
Like, for example, like, Twitter, whenever, like, yesterday, there was a big call that was made in the Texas versus Arizona State game. Well, I went on my Twitter, and I'm like, how do you not make that call? Because, like, on Twitter, it's like, I feel more freedom where I can, like, speak out my mind. It's like, I'm not just going on my Instagram story and be like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, exactly.
And she's just like...
I think it'd be like, Carter, are you okay? Like, what's going on?
Like, but like on Twitter, it's like, it's just different. Because it's like, that's meant for writing. It's like, Instagram is meant for, like, not just...
Pictures.
Exactly. Pictures, like...
Yeah.
Nothing crazy like that.
Right.
But like...
Twitter scares me to death.
Oh my God.
I had it one day, I think, and I deleted it. I was like, I'm not built for this. I'm not strong enough for this. Like,
no. Twitter is like a war almost. It's like, you don't know what you're going to get into or something.
Oh
like,
my God. I don't know how people, like, do it. Like, I'm too sensitive for this.
I love Twitter, but also hate Twitter at the same time. It's like, I almost get most of my news from Twitter because, like, there's obviously, like, that's even like social media. It's almost becoming the news. It's like
it is.
It's like you refresh. It's like this happened. this happened. Right. It's like,
see, I don't even watch the news because like I hate just hearing about the shootings that happen and stuff, yeah. And it's like just negative. But then TikTok, you're almost forced to see it because your For You page, you don't make it, you know.
But I feel like it's something like, obviously, you know, the new things, like our attention spans are very quick. It's just like,
yeah,
scroll, scroll, scroll. Yeah. Like, I feel like these companies are making it to like where we see the news, but in a more fun, interactive way
that we can see. Same with marketing and everything. That's why I think it's so big and it's only going to continue to grow. Nobody our age probably watches the news and like can say like it. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's like, they have so many different segments. It's like,
too long. Exactly. You get bored, let's be honest. But then TikTok, it's like, oh, you're going to hear what happened today in like 10 seconds and then.
Exactly. You know, it's like, here's a recap of what happened today in 60 seconds. It's like,
no, exactly.
It's just so simple to do.
Yeah. It's only growing too.
Yeah.
It's scary. It's kind of scary. I mean,
so like, let's just do hypothetically. Yeah. Let's say TikTok does get banned. What do you do? Because obviously, you know, you just talked about how you love to do what you do with, like, you know, swimwear, athletic wear, just with clothes in general. But then you talk about how, okay, Instagram doesn't have that, like, freedom. Well, let's say TikTok gets shut down. Then what do you do?
I mean, honestly, I guess everything would switch over to Instagram is what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. I feel like people now that we've been exposed to TikTok are not going to be able to do without it. I think some other form of it is going to happen. I don't know what. But I think honestly, probably Instagram would be a backup for sure.
I mean, it's like, honestly, it's like, you know, there's all this like copying. Like, here's the thing. Where do you think YouTube Shorts came from? Where do you think Instagram Reels came from?
Exactly.
They all came from TikTok. Because right. They, like, here's the thing. It's very, obviously, you know, the people at TikTok are going to hate that. But it's like, it's really good for Instagram and YouTube because it's like, they kind
of
have
TikTok is so big. They're like, okay, we want a part of that. So we're going to give our own version of it, you know?
And it's like, they're so different, though. It's like, I feel like Instagram Reels is more just, like, memes, funny stuff, right. Or just, like, whatever.
Yeah.
TikTok is, I feel like, is more a creative side of people. Like, you know,
yes,
doing dances, doing...
And I don't know anything about it, but I think it's the whole algorithm thing.
Exactly. I think that's what it is, like, an algorithm.
Yeah, I don't know how it works and the science behind that. But I do know this. My Snapchat one is disgusting. Have you ever, like, accidentally clicked on that?
It's, like, Spotlight or whatever.
Yes.
I've never, like, watched Spotlight.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I'll, like, accidentally, like, click on it or something, and every time it's, like, the weirdest stuff. Like, not even Instagram real weird. It's, like, weird, weird. So, yeah. I stay away.
I'm not going to lie, but, like, I'm probably mostly on TikTok and then probably, like, maybe Instagram real second. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, yeah. It's, like, here's the thing. It's, like, you don't know what's going to pop up on, like, your Spotlight. And yeah. It's, like... I don't use Spotlight because it's like...
It's like not... Nobody wants to see that, so nobody like uses it as much as Instagram Reel. I mean, maybe people do, but for what I know, no.
But social media algorithms are really interesting because it's like...
I know.
I think it takes into consideration like your likes, probably how much you watch of a video, of a certain type of video. Like, obviously, like, if I watch more of a sports video, but then I skip past a makeup video.
Right.
It's going to know... feed him more sports videos versus makeup videos. But, like, for you, it's probably different.
I want to know how it works because I've noticed with the couple of videos I've had that have reached, like, a large amount of people, it hasn't started off like that. Like, at first, it's, like, all people that follow me, and you can see that. But then, like, I'll go to bed, wake up the next morning, and it's, like,
blown up.
So, like, why? I guess it does, like, look and see how many, if people are, like, really engaged with it, then they're like, okay, we're going to add this one to everyone's. Or, like, I don't know how it works, but I have noticed that. I don't know. It's weird. I would want to look into that.
Yeah, sure. It's like, I feel like it can't all just be shares, because, like, every video's not going to get, like, a ton of shares. I think it's
exactly.
Just how many times, or, like...
People watch it, maybe?
That's the thing. It's such a mystery, because it's, like...
What else can they do besides?
I mean, like, obviously now it's like you have the easy app where TikTok allows you to buy views or whatever. But it's like, I think it's honestly more fun to just see how the video does without buying views.
People were buying views. I mean, that is so expensive, first of all, because these videos that blow up are like millions and millions. I mean, how many freaking likes do you have to buy to get that?
Exactly.
That's what you're doing. But I don't know.
Who does know? But like. I think that's the thing with, like, social media. Just, like, it's becoming more than just, like, I'm going to hop on social media. It's, like, companies are using that more than, like... Because, obviously, you see, like, Drake or someone. He's not going to be on TV doing commercials.
No.
But he can market his stuff on, like, Instagram or, like...
Right. Yeah. And that's how, that's like how his audience is gonna, like his audience is gonna see it more through social media than TV. Like that's just another example, I feel like.
I forgot which one you said it was. I think it was maybe Hard Eddie said that was like your favorite podcast or something. I'm pretty sure that has like an algorithm that like probably came up to you of like stuff you like, talk about that podcast. It's like, what do you like?
Oh my God. I could talk about this for hours. Sorry, I cut you off. But
no, but what makes that special to you?
I think for me, there were like things I was going through that like my friends, you know, I don't have an older sister. My friends didn't really understand. And then I like started listening to this podcast. And I was like, oh my God, like this is like the older sister that I need, like blah, blah, blah. And like so much advice on there was given when I was going through like hard times. It was like, it just was so good. Like I'd go to school the next day and be like, guys, whenever you all go through this, go listen to this freaking podcast. Like I'm thriving right now. Like went to the gym, listen to this podcast. I'm living my best life. Like, you know, it, I think it's just nice to have like a good role model to look up to. And if something, like if you don't have an older sister, or maybe your mom wouldn't get it, or maybe your friends don't get it, I think that's a good outlet for things.
Yeah, I feel like, because with how many podcasts there are nowadays, it's like, you can honestly find anything that you want through a podcast. Oh, yeah. And like, it's also like having a conversation, just listening to a conversation. Like, people listen to this, they don't listen to us, but it's like, if someone wants to listen to like literally anything, they can find it, and that can help someone.
No, yeah, for sure. And I think like, that reason I like that podcast too is because one episode might be about breakups, the next might be about your favorite model, like talking to just an interview, and then the next might be, I don't know, like the Kamala one. Like it's always different. She's always giving new things, and I like it all. Like
exactly.
It's fun to watch.
Because I mean, here's the thing: it's like, I don't know who guests are, but like, her Kamala episode is probably a lot different than the other episode she's done, and it's like this episode is gonna be different from any other episode I've done. And it's like, I feel like keeping that variety is gonna be good, because like, obviously, you know, with today's day and age, things can burn out fast. Like, things can, like, be going good, but then just...
people get bored,
You can't just...
do the same thing.
Exactly. As much as, like, you probably know this, too, from, like, your videos, it's like, you probably notice, like, when, like, you start to decline in views, and then, but you probably know what people like to do.
Yeah.
And, like, that can up your views.
Yeah, so, like, whenever, you know, business is slow is what I like to say. Then you can post more about your personal life. It might go up again. Like, people like to see that. And then more brands will reach out. And then you do the whole thing. And it's, like, just an ongoing cycle, I feel like, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think when brands see your videos... I mean, that's how they discover you. That's how they did discover me. So, it's, like, whenever that I'm not getting as many opportunities, it's, like, okay, I'm just going to do my thing and post what I want and see where it goes, for sure. You can't, like, force it. I mean, it's just... if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So.
Yeah, that's the thing with social media. It's, like... it kind of just happens. Yeah. It's like if you blow up, it happens.
It happens.
Sometimes it's a flop, though. It's like...
sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes it's a bad thing. Like, you know, it's just... it is what it is.
Yeah. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Uncensored Podcast. I'm Carter Haas.
I'm Anna.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.